The following program is made possible thanks to the support of the Cane Area Development Center and the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund.
The West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund is undergoing continued work on its retrofit commercial passive house at 63 Fraley Street in Cane. In each weekly installment of this series on WXCY, Kate Kennedy, Executive Director of the Cane Area Development Center, speaks with local people who have been involved with the ongoing work of this ultra-energy efficient building and the progress being made.
Hey everyone, I'm Kate Kennedy and I am here today with a very local guest to talk about his experience with the Cane Passive House. So would you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Doug Walker. I am the owner of Walker Electric here in Cane.
And Doug, what is it that you do in a typical day?
Well, I never know for sure what I'm going to do when I get out of bed in the morning. When the phone rings, sometimes it's somebody that's in dire need of my services, so my plans just do a 180. I do a lot of work, electrical work in restaurants and homes and grocery stores, schools, gas stations, dealerships, even sewage plants that are having electrical issues. That's what I do. I solve people's electrical problems. I do a lot of electrical troubleshooting. I do lighting upgrades, electrical services, new and old construction, and I do generator installations, and I also service generators.
Gosh, so every day is different.
Every day is different.
You never know what it's going to be.
No.
Well, that keeps it interesting, at least. And how long have you been doing this?
I've been in the electrical field for 25 years now. Well, that makes me feel old. I graduated from Cane High in 96. I graduated from Pennsylvania College of Technology in 98. And then I received my journeyman's license in 2002. And then I started my own business, Walker Electric, in 2015.
So you've been doing this on your own for 6 years, but it sounds like you've probably had a chunk of time there doing a lot of different types of work too. What else did you
So I started do? Off with a company out of Erie. We did a lot of ground up projects, Home Depots, Lowe's, Walmarts, things of that nature, schools. And then when my wife got pregnant, we decided I didn't want to travel anymore. I wanted to be local, so I got a job with a local contractor, Atlantic Eastern. I had a total of about 8 years working for them. We just did a lot of electrical work in town, service calls, stuff like that. I also worked at a steel mill for 2 years. We were general maintenance there. We did electrical, plumbing, welding, you name it. We did a little bit of everything there. And I spent a year working at ARG in Bradford as an instrument tech there. So that's a lot of different places I've worked at. I've got a lot of different education from all those places.
I was just going to say that. I'm sure you take a little bit of everything from each of those different experiences into your day-to-day. So
sure.
It was making you more well-rounded just by having such a variety.
Sure.
Yeah.
And a lot of good people. I've had a lot of good foremen, bosses. It's been a good experience.
Now that you're your own boss, you get to put into practice being a good boss too.
I guess so.
Well, how did you get involved with the Cane Passive House project?
Well, back in July of 2019, I received a call from a guy named Joel Morrison. He is from West Penn Sustainable Energy Fund. He had purchased the old Moose building from uptown, and he wanted some electrical demolition work done. And so that's kind of what started my relationship with the project. After the demolition, I installed the temporary power, and then he decided he wanted me to wire the whole building.
So this building, this old Moose building, 63 Fraley Street, was originally constructed in the 1800s and has been in use since then. So I'm sure as an electrician going in, you saw a lot of different things.
I saw a lot of things. A lot of things, yes. With a building like that, you know, it was a club at one point. So they had a lot of volunteers, a lot of the guys lending a hand, you know, they come in and I'll fix this and I'll fix that. So you get a broad scope of work. Some is okay, some maybe not, some is okay, but regardless, it's all gone now, so we're going to start from scratch and Should have a really good building when it's finished.
When it's all done, yeah. Well, what were your initial thoughts then when you were first approached to help?
Well, first I figured it was just a basic remodel. Nothing to see here, just a nice guy here spending a few bucks on a remodel. Joel would be at the site working beside myself and the demo guys that were there, and I just figured he was there to save a few bucks. Boy, was I wrong. So as the project progressed, and I got to meet the project manager, Norm Horn, I knew that this project was everything but basic. This was a passive house, although I still wasn't exactly sure what that meant, but I knew it was big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's one thing that's common in these interviews and even my own experience. It's like, you don't know what it is, but you know you want to be part of it. Right. And then you kind of learn and start to peel back the layers, and it's so much bigger than you initially thought. So
sure.
I think that's a common feeling. What are some of the specific things that you've been learning as you've worked on this project?
Well, I guess the first thing I had to learn is what a passive house was. Mm-hmm. So what I think a passive house is a building that saves energy, it saves the environment, it is airtight, and it uses green and recycled materials in the construction. After meeting the passive house criteria, I believe you can save up to 90% on your heating and cooling bills, which this is the future. Mm-hmm. This is what everybody's talking about, is saving energy, saving the environment. Mm-hmm.
And 90% is significant.
Sure
it
is.
For your heating and cooling bills.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You ask anybody who lives in Kane that pays their gas bill in the winter, I think if they could save 90% on their bill, that would they'd be pretty happy with that.
Yes.
And there's some different parts of the passive house. The main part would be what's called the envelope. So the envelope is the outside and of the building going in. Everything that's inside the outside walls is considered the envelope. You have to have proper insulation. Then also you can't have any air leaks. Like if people drive by and you look at the front of the building, you'll see everything's taped. You know, a lot of times you'll see a building and they just have, you know, the wrap around a building and nothing else. This has got a certain tile wrap, but everything's taped. It's airtight. They test the building as throughout the construction. They test it for air leaks. They have a special paint they put on the bricks. So air leaks is a huge way to meet the passive house criteria. Mm-hmm. Also, there can be no thermal bridges. So a thermal bridge would be, in my end, would be more like the conduits that I install. If I go from outside to inside the envelope, you know, my conduits need to be plastic, a PVC conduit, instead of metal. They got to be sealed on the outside a certain way, and they also, inside the conduit has to be sealed a certain way to block the air. Windows are another big part of the passive house. They help with heat gain and also heat loss, so they kind of work both ways. I never thought of them being both ways. I thought mm-hmm. a good window, you know, would just, you know, keep the warm air in your house, but it's actually for heat loss and heat gain.
Yeah, the windows are a big part of it, not just the actual windows, but I've learned, but how, like you're saying, that thermal break, like how the windows are put in and making sure there's no leaks there.
Sure.
Like that whole component of the window is a huge piece that I guess I just never thought too much about before.
Sure,
this.
Yeah, me neither. The last main part, I think, is the HRV system, which is the heat recovery ventilation system. And so what that does is it provides fresh air without heat loss. Huge part, because it's a super tight building that you need to get fresh air in the building still, but you don't want any air leaks, so that kind of takes care of that issue.
Yeah, it's a whole new, it's a whole specific industry, like things again that I never thought of, but that's really an important piece of it. The fresh air needs to come in a way that's efficient too.
Sure.
So that's a great explanation. You did a good job.
Thanks.
Do you think this building will impact the community?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it already has. Personally, from my standpoint, I'm getting an education on a passive house construction and solar power installation, and I'm actually getting paid to get that education. So, you know, it kind of like back when I was I was an apprentice, you know, I'd go to work and then at night I'd go to schooling and I was getting paid, plus getting education. It's kind of the same deal here. I'm getting paid, but I'm getting an education on Passive House, and more so the solar power is what really is interesting me. So I'll be happy when that gets started. And then during this construction, I mean, they use mostly local contractors. A lot of guys I go in there and see every day are guys that live right here in town. There's actually some are from Bradford, and some are further out that they needed to get that we didn't have locally. You see a lot of guys, even the photographer is local. So they're using these local guys to work here. They're buying some of their material they can get in Kane. There's some that they just can't get here, but they do get some material in Kane. Another impact even right now is there's people in and out of the building all week long, from all over the state and all over the country probably, that are here for whatever meetings or whatever they need to be here for, but they gotta eat somewhere and they gotta get gas to get here. And so they're shopping here while they're here. Some spend the night here, so they, you know, we have some getting some lodging out of it from just this one project. Mm-hmm. And so I think in the long term, there will be a variety of tenants in this building. So that's pretty cool that people are going to have this brand new high efficiency building to work in. It's going to be beautiful when it's done. And I think also there's going to be a lot of people that come to Kane just to see this Passive House, to learn about the construction, to see how it works, to maybe it's a model that they might say, this is what I want. I want to see one before I go and have my own build. I want to see one in action. So it's going to bring people to here. And also there's going to be education. There's going to be a monitor or two that's just going to be about education about this building. Like there'll probably be a video that you can look and see what the roof looks like with all these solar panels, because mm-hmm. nobody's going to ever see that unless you were flying by, I guess. But so you'll be able to see what that roof looks like, and you'll get a little explanation then on what's going on that roof and how it works and how much electricity we're getting from them panels. I think it's not only going to be now, but in the future, there's going to be an impact.
Mm-hmm. I think you said that really well, that right now there's already an economic impact because of all the local people being contracted and the materials as much as can be possible, and eating out and staying overnight, all of those things, like you said. Also the education, which is a huge part of the mission of West Penn Power Sustainable Sure. Energy Fund. But then, like you're saying, this is going to be a building that helps people learn. And I think that was one of their missions of it. It was to, this is one of the first retrofit commercial passive house buildings in the United States. And it's right here in Kane. And people are going to come here to learn about passive house energy and about how it was done. And you have a hand in it.
Right.
You're part of it.
Sure.
So that is pretty exciting. Is there anything else, Doug, that you'd like to say before we wrap up?
I just wanted to say thank you for all the work that you are doing to cover this addition to our town.
Wow. Thank you for taking the time. I know you are a very busy guy. You are very hard. I had to pound you to get you here. So thank you for taking the time today. And thank you guys for listening. And we will be back again with another interview sometime soon.
If you'd like to hear more from those involved in the progress at Kane's Passive House, listen again next week at this time or visit WXUIradio.com.